This is Innovations in Patient Care. Hi, and welcome back to another episode of Innovations in Patient Care. I'm your host, Jamie Davis. This episode is sponsored through the generous support of Physio-Control. Find out more about how they are helping healthcare professionals innovate and improve outcomes in healthcare at physio-control.com, or look for them on Facebook and Twitter. In this episode, we talk to nurse researcher Jean Ann Connor about her presentation at the AACN conference in Houston, Texas. She talked about how the health of the work environment is strongly linked to patient outcomes and clinical excellence. The AACN developed a web-based healthy work environment assessment tool to identify areas of improvement within a work environment. Check out this interview with Jean, where I talk to her about what this means for nurses like you. Hi, Jamie Davis here at NTI 2017 in Houston, Texas, and we're going to be talking with Jean here about healthy work environments and an assessment tool that the AACN has come up with, and I'm really excited about hearing about this, Jean. So before we get started into that, though, tell us a little bit about your background and why you wanted to become a nurse.
So I think at an early age, I realized that caring for people and making it better was something that I just did well. And as a nurse, I felt that idea that I could do that all the time, every shift, every day, was very meaningful to me. And so always we're attracted to children. And the whole idea of how that child needed so much support. And the idea of, in some ways, fulfilling, you know, the role of the mom. So for me, I've always been a pediatric nurse, always interested in critical care, always caring for patients with cardiovascular disease. And so that's what has been my entire journey in my nursing career.
Now, I know over the last several years, AACN's really been focused on healthy work environments for nurses, and that's covered a whole gamut of different things. I mean, yes. It's turned into burnout and bullying and lots of different aspects that lead to an unhealthy work environment. Mm-hmm. Tell me a little bit about the work you've done recently.
Right. So at Boston Children's Hospital, I'm a nurse scientist and director of nursing research for our cardiovascular and critical care. And in those environments, those critical care environments, it matters. And I think that's the message of our president this year, right? It matters. Mm-hmm. And that there has been mounting evidence for decades now showing the impact of unhealthy work environments on patient outcomes and also the impact on nursing and that ability to really provide that excellence in clinical care. So for me as a nurse scientist, our best way to articulate ourselves is through measurement. And that really led to this opportunity of advancing the science around the AACN's healthy work environment tool to really give the confidence to the consumers, to the users of these resources, that this is a reliable and valid measure which one could inform initiatives to improve the health of the work environment.
So why are quality measures so important? I mean, when we look at the ways that we come at the answers that we're looking for, why is it so important that we do that?
Right. So now more than ever, it really is our charge to our profession to articulate ourselves best possible, to really show in a very precise way the quality and value of our care, our contribution. Mm-hmm. And so I think that measurement really allows one to do that. And for me, as a bedside nurse in my early years and even now in my position as a nurse scientist, we really have to articulate ourselves in a generalizable way so that all of the stakeholders really understand ourselves. And I think that the idea of measurement and really dialing into nurse-sensitive measurements is our best chance.
What did you find? I mean, when you went in and did this research and mm-hmm. and looked at the ways that the assessment could be applied in a real setting, mm-hmm. what did you find?
Well, we, as a program, our cardiovascular and critical care, were really early adopters of the AACN framework, as well as when the assessment tool was launched. And we always thought of the work environment as an interprofessional activity, not just limited to nursing. When AACN and Vital Smarts came together to develop the tool, it really was primarily the lens of the nursing, that whole accountability of the nursing environment. So when we approached and we got permission to do this further assessment, we introduced this idea that our validation approach would be an interprofessional approach to include our physician colleagues as well as our administrators and clinical assistants, social workers, everybody that participated in that environment's care model. And that was very attractive to the developers in AACN because it really did align well with what that original expert panel envisioned as far as the work environment. And it offered us an opportunity to give confidence to others when they thought about their work environments that this was a tool that really could give them a sense of where they were on their journey to excellence with that measurement.
What are some important steps for the nurses watching this that are looking for ways to apply this tool mm-hmm. in their facilities and their work environments? Mm-hmm. Are there things that they should really keep in mind when bringing something like this into a place that it's completely new to?
Right. So, again, I think AACN being so forward looking and providing resources. This AACN Healthy Work Environment Assessment Tool is available online and it's free. It's a web-based application so that whoever initiates it, so it could be, you know, an upcoming nurse, it could be a nurse leader, doesn't have to be specified to a certain role to initiate improvement, that they could simply just put in the request to AACN, provide the emails to the people that they would like to receive, mm-hmm. the survey, for response, and that within whatever time period they decide, they can open the survey, they can close the survey, and generate a beautiful report that comes directly from AACN. So again, the ability to understand where you are as a unit or as a program or as an organization around the health of your work environment is very accessible to all.
Excellent. So where can people find this if they want to look on? I'm assuming it's at AACN.org in some way,
right.
shape, or form?
Exactly. AACN.org and go under Healthy Work Environment.
Excellent. Jean, any final thoughts as you're talking to somebody out there, a nurse manager or a facility coordinator that is thinking about this, what would you say to them as they consider maybe is this tool for them?
I think that what we have heard very strongly here at AACN through our president and all of the forums, that it matters. And the health of the work environment is probably one of the most impactful things a manager or leader can ensure is at that state of excellence. I think as the bedside role and all healthcare professionals, they come to the clinical area with a spirit of excellence to provide excellence care. And they should have an environment of excellence to do that. Those two things need to be aligned. When they are not aligned, every opportunity at best patient outcome and that advancement of the clinical practice is diminished.
Well, Jean, thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me. I know it's a busy schedule here.
Oh, no. Thank you for the invitation.
And I want to thank all of you for checking out this segment here at NTI 2017 in Houston. Remember to check back for more segments like this one on some amazing topics wherever you're watching or listening to this channel. That's going to wrap up this segment and episode of Innovations in Patient Care. Stay tuned for more segments from the top healthcare, EMS, and nursing conferences this year as we continue to focus on ways that healthcare professionals, just like you, are providing innovative care and improving patient outcomes all the time. Thanks again to Physio-Control for sponsoring this and other episodes of Innovations in Patient Care. Make sure you say thank you to them on Facebook or Twitter for helping me bring you some of the best in healthcare innovators every year. I'm your host, Jamie Davis, the Pod Medic. You can check out my other shows in the iTunes directory or over at medicast.com. I'll be back soon with more from Innovations in Patient Care. In the meantime, stay safe and stay tuned here to Innovations in Patient Care.